The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This is for Rick Klein. Here we go.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
We're going to try to raise some money, I think, for first responders and have Rick Klein sing this in a karaoke style on the show. Rick, would you be up for that, maybe? Perhaps you could sing that. I hear you. Go ahead. Yes.
When I was about 8 years old, I think I won a free ice cream contest for doing all the lyrics to Piano Man at a local place in, I don't know, maybe Farmingdale. Yeah, it's true. I'm ready. I'll acapella it anytime you want.
Come on. We'll go to New York. Rick Klein singing Billy Joel. Rick Klein sings Billy Joel. Oh, this is great, man. I hear Frankie Fibrows tells me that you crush it. Karaoke style. Do you go, Rick, you know, I'm telling you, right now, you're the political director of a major news organization, you know. Do you go out on the weekends and karaoke, leave the kids at home so you're not embarrassed? So you go out there and do it. Once in a while, do you go there and sing a little bit, do you?
It's been a while. The karaoke bars are kind of self quarantining, but I've known a machine or two over the years. Let's say that, Jeff.
I know. 6 feet, please. Rick Klein, political director of ABC News. Oh man. Hey, so Rick, we saw Larry Kudlow, our friend here at the radio station, on your network. What did he say about the future of the economy, sir? Where are we going, Rick Klein?
Not great. I mean, really grim. I mean, Kudlow, as you know, he's an optimist, right? He's been talking along.
Sure, absolutely. Great guy. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been, you know, early on in the crisis, he's saying, look, you know, the fundamentals are strong. The economy is, you know, still poised to do well. There's a lot of buying opportunities. And, in fact, the stock market would even reflect that recently, as I'm sure people have noticed. But they think the numbers are going to get worse before they get better. April's unemployment numbers were horrible. May could be worse. And, you know, we're still on the downward slope in terms of the economic impact of this. You know, we're seeing now as places start to reopen how hard that is. I mean, to enforce social distancing, there's people are just not used to this, and there's a very much a new way of life that's going to take some getting used to economically, socially, physically.
Yeah, it's amazing. And what are we hearing about the short-term and long-term prospects of reopening? I mean, they got to roll out, Rick. Are you hearing anything on the inside? Are you?
Well, I think the, you know, deferring to local governments, state governments is a big piece of it. You know, down here in D.C., the parts in Maryland that have reopened, parts of Virginia are set to reopen, but other parts, including the D.C. area, probably won't. And in New York, I think the city's going to take a long time, but upstate parts of New Jersey, Connecticut, it's going to be very piecemeal for a while. There's going to be weird things where everything's shut down here, but if you want a haircut, you can drive 10 minutes. And, you know, we're going to be in a phase where people start to open up the circles a little bit more, which by its nature means more people can get infected. You know, and there's going to be some kind of a uptick in numbers. You know, the hope is that it isn't unmanageable. But, you know, until there's a vaccine, until everyone is immune, until there's a cure, it's inevitable. I mean, the country is not going to stay locked down forever. I think we know that.
Yeah, I was whining this morning on the radio. I said that they always talk about the Spanish flu, Rick. You know, the Spanish flu, it was 100 years ago. And I'm saying, where have we advanced? Have we advanced in 100 years that we can't foresee a pandemic, that we don't have any we have the medicines. They're afraid to talk about the medicines, I guess. But, I mean, it's been 100 years. No one's saying that. They keep using the analogy as a Spanish flu. It was 1918, for crying out loud. And I feel we haven't advanced, which is kind of scary, you know?
Well, I think it's long enough ago that we all assumed that it could never happen. And when science scientists did raise the warnings. I think you had a political class that said, why am I going to spend money on that? I'm never going to get rewarded for something that's never going to happen. It just didn't seem like it was in the realm of possibility. If you read, you know, if you read fiction, you know, you would have seen this. There's sci-fi movies that got at this. It's eerie how precious they look.
I honestly
don't think anyone thought it was realistic. I don't think anyone thought, you know, this is actually going to happen, because it didn't happen in any of our lifetimes. And therefore, I think even though we would have had the technology, would have had the capacity, I just think the complacency of a whole society, I think everyone's guilty in that. No one was focusing on it. It's not like we were reading the news about it or talking about it in the morning either. Like, it just wasn't on anyone's radar screen forever.
Yeah, that's a great synopsis of that, Rick Klein. That's exactly right. And that's why I don't want to put the blame anywhere. It's time to just attack it. But that's a great, because no one knew. No, you didn't even think about it when you think about it into December, you know? Hey, you're a big sports fan. You're a big baseball guy. They say baseball maybe in July, Rick Klein, without anybody in the stands. But we'll take what we can get. Am I right?
Oh, 100%. Anything competitive, anything to get your mind off of it, you know, it's time. You can only hold this back for so long. I feel terrible for the players who, you know, have a lot on the line with this. You know, here in Washington, there's a lot of excitement about the championship. Obviously, it'd be great to see those guys get their rings. And even if it's all going to be, you know, virtual fandom, we're ready for that too. It's going to feel different. And I think we're probably a season or more away from anything where you can be shoulder to shoulder at Yankee Stadium again. But do I want to see the Yankees play? Heck yeah, of course I do. And I think a lot of fans would tune that stuff in.
All right, Rick, here it is. So Joe Biden's in his basement, man. He's trying to come back. He's still, you know, he's still doing the flubs and everything. But I tell you, I don't know. I'm feeling Michelle Obama somewhere. We talked about it before. Could that be a possibility? I mean, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he and Barack talked, and from the basement, they announced Michelle Obama as the running mate on the vice presidential ticket with Joe Biden as president in the Democratic presidential race. What do you think, Rick Klein? Is that crazy?
It's Biden's dream, but it's not going to happen. I just, everyone I've talked to around Michelle Obama says she is done with politics. You know, she never loved the game in the first place. She, you know, never was excited about the fact that her husband ran for public office back when he ran for the state Senate. And she's out of that now. And, you know, her kids are basically grown. She's got a whole bunch of different business ventures, and she is as big as they come. And to get back, torn back into this, I don't see an upside for her. Now, for Democrats, there's no one that would excite the base more. There's no one that would generate more enthusiasm. I think you'd see polling reflect that, you know, at least in the immediate basis, a big boost for Biden ticket. But, I just don't see any scenario where she reconsiders. I really don't.
Who's he go? Is it Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren? Who's he going to go? Because he kind of cornered himself, saying it's going to be a person of color, and she's going to be a woman. And who is that? Kamala Harris and Stacey Adams? I mean, or whatever, Stacey Abrams? I mean, is that it, Rick Klein?
I don't think that's it, but it's definitely a shorter list. I don't think he said necessarily it's a person of color. He says that he recognizes the importance of that. But I think Klobuchar, Warren are in the mix too. And, you know, Harris makes the most amount of sense on a kind of a conventional basis. She's held statewide office. She is, you know, you wouldn't give up her Senate seat because it's a Democratic state if we get filled by another Democrat there. And she's been vetted for the most part because she ran for president already. I think some of the other names you hear, Stacey Abrams, you mentioned, Val Demings is a congresswoman from Florida who's African-American, a former law enforcement officer who was involved in the impeachment inquiry on the Intelligence Committee. There's a lot more downside or potential risk for the fact that they haven't been vetted. I keep looking at governors because they're so high profile now, even mayors. You know, the mayor of Atlanta has been high profile recently. The mayor, the governor of Michigan, the governor of New Mexico is a Latina woman. So I feel like this. One thing he did for us that's a benefit is he kind of narrowed the field so fast. I mean, it's only like 10 or 12 people that fit the potential profile here. But he's going to disappoint somebody. You know, that's what I thought about, Joe. I was talking to Democrats the last few weeks about this. He is, because they've been so silent on so many things, including the vice presidential search, people have been openly lobbying for the job. And once you get into that, you're going to disappoint people. You're going to anger people, even. You can't be all things to all people, and you only get to choose one VP.
Rick Klein, we appreciate your time, man. I got to ask you, though, because you're on the inside. Rick Klein, political director of ABC News. And I don't dislike Joe Biden. That's the one thing. And a lot of listeners get mad at me because I don't hate Hillary. You know, I don't hate. I don't have time for that. And Joe Biden was always nice to me, man, when I was around him. And I feel for the guy. I'm old. You lose it a little bit, you know? It's like, is anybody acknowledging that in the Democratic Party? They must know how Joe Biden is, yet they're just kind of fluffing over it, aren't they, though?
Well, you had to start going back months. I mean, look, Cory Booker, I think, raised it at one point, and of course and endorsed now. I think there's a couple different theories of this race right now. And obviously, I think Joe Biden has had flubs for decades, and, you know, if that's what the level of stuff that we're talking about, then I think most Democrats now feel like, you know what, up against this president who makes mistakes and pays his own gaffes and his own personality flaws, we'll take our chances. You know, if there's something more serious, then I think that would be have to be taken into account. But the fact is, there hasn't been anything medical introduced into the equation. We've seen it, we know it. You know, it's Biden being Biden to some extent. And it's not like these things weren't raised in the campaign, now he's the nominee. So until he's not, he's their guy.
Hey, Rick, to that regard of being a bipartisan, interesting to see the president praise your colleague Jonathan Carl's book the other day. How wild was that, right?
Yeah, well, he's right. It's a great book. And it's a bestseller, and I'm excited for him. But, yes, they have a long history together, you know, going back to the New York Post days and in the 80s. There's hinted something special about, when he sees him in the briefing room. But, you know, I'm glad to see him have some praise for a White House correspondent. Those guys, John and the rest, are working very hard. And as we learn now, under very dangerous circumstances with a growing number of White House aides even, being diagnosed with coronavirus, so I'm glad that the president has enjoyed the book.
Interesting, Jonathan Carl on ABC News. You see him with the president going back and forth, and they go back and forth. But it's interesting, Jonathan Carl. He was on Fox News the other day, wasn't he? Just on with, I think, Ed Henry. He was on. He went back and forth, and it was. It's great to see. You know, everybody's got to settle down. It was kind of nice to see. Hey, Rick, before we let you go, Rick Klein, in the note which you write for ABC News, you write that the president is ready to move on with the restart of the economy. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Where do you think we'll go with that? And you think you're saying our slow rollout in the areas that aren't really hit that hard by the coronavirus, yes?
I think that's right. And I think they're going to get urgings from the president. Something interesting from over the weekend, you know, the next round of stimulus money, it looks like it's a bit on pause. So there isn't going to be a lot of spending. What the economic team, Kudlow included, say is let's see what's working, let's see what's not. And that means starting to see things reopen. And I think the White House is going to urge that along during a tenuous time. We'll see where the country is. We'll see how ready the country is to do that. But, you know, I think the president picks up on the same conversation we're having, which is that people are anxious. They're antsy to get back to business. That's going to happen. And I think he very much wants to be at the forefront of that. As he says, the cheerleader in chief.
Rick Klein from Long Island, New York, to Princeton University, to political director of ABC News. Rick, it's great having you on. And I love to your family on Long Island, indeed. And, you know, we'll get there, Rick, sooner than later. And we always appreciate you joining us, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Talk soon.
Okay, Rick, take care. Baseball in July. Come on. I say so. 18 after 7 o'clock. Great to have you with us. So, I'm going through a technical nightmare here. I can see my little... This is so funny. As I'm talking to you, I have three computers in front of me, right? Trying to stay on top of everything. And one is the call screener. So when you call, I can see you go. And I see that Stu, our engineer, has taken over from some remote location. That's, again, my iPhone still is just not starting up. I found out how to restart the iPhone 11 and whatever I have, and that's not working. So I reached out to my guy, Howard, at AT&T. The only reason I'm with AT&T is because Howard has the stores there, and his staff is spectacular. Meantime, my iPhone is not booting up. So I'll be making a trip in my hazmat suit to the AT&T store today, Debbie Duhame, you know? Only me. Hey, I'm excited to tell you, the guy I have immense respect for, a really great guy. He's got this book coming out called Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. Matthew Whitaker is coming up live, and Pam Geller in this hour as well. Matthew Whitaker coming up. First, we're going to go to Debbie Duhaime, the one, the only on the roads, checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, I can't wait to see you in that hazmat suit again, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. Altered inside parking rules suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Garden State Parkway southbound. We're seeing some exiting volume at 116 into the coronavirus testing center here at PNC Bank Art Center. Also heading to Route 1 northbound at Major Road into South Brunswick. That's an accident to deal with as well, Joe. And we're seeing some slowdowns as you take a ride to the Garden State Parkway south of 140A with an accident reported getting down through Union. 46 West just reopened by Route 17. The earlier problem with the tractor trailer there, that was finally clear. Deegan southbound slowing down right into the Cross Bronx, getting right through the construction zone. And Central Park West is still closed, 106 to 110th. That's ongoing fire department activity. Checking in on the forecast, some scattered thunderstorms today. High of 61, sunny tomorrow, high of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tesla is suing Alameda County, California, in an attempt to reopen its factory in Fremont. While the state of California has started to phase in a return to manufacturing, the county says Tesla can't resume production now. CEO Elon Musk is threatening to move its headquarters or future programs to Texas or Nevada. Over the weekend, the county said it was working closely with Tesla's team in Fremont and was looking forward to coming to an agreement on an appropriate safety plan very soon. Colombia's airline, Avianca, has filed for bankruptcy protection in New York. The airline cites the impact of the coronavirus and the grounding of Avianca's passenger operations since mid-March. Avianca says it has limited visibility as to when current travel restrictions will be lifted. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New York's mayor says he wants to keep the lockdown for months, and some governors agree. As the economy collapses, Newsmax is asking Americans like you when the lockdown should end. You can vote in the Newsmax poll about the lockdowns and President Trump. Just text VIRUS to 39747. That's VIRUS to 39747. And vote instantly. Congress and President Trump need to know your opinion about the lockdowns. Text VIRUS to 39747. And watch Newsmax TV, America's new cable news channel everyone is talking about.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Sebastian Gorka. Every week, the Salem Radio Network is proud as to produce the SRN Coronavirus Special Report, featuring all Salem talk show hosts as we give you the latest in this ongoing and breaking story. It's brought to you by Balance of Nature. The best defense against virus is your own immune system. Join me, along with fellow Salem hosts Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Larry Elder for this ongoing special report, Wednesday at 7 p.m. here on AM 970, The Answer.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
During difficult times, it's important not to be frozen by fear or complacency, thinking that Congress, the Fed, or your current financial planner will fix the impact of the pandemic on your retirement savings. The bottom line is, no one else is going to care about your retirement the way you do. It's time to stop crossing your fingers and toes, hoping for growth, and reset your retirement for income using interest and dividends. Call 888-888-4176 now to learn how the Retirement Income Store can help during these uncertain times. 888-888-4176. We'll send you our Retirement Income Kit with five educational tools, including David Scranton's best-selling book and a no-obligation call with an income specialist. 888-888-4176. The Retirement Income Store. Where retirees go for income. Call 888-888-4176 now.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. In business over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown bank. At a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks, you know that. You want to be treated with respect, right? You want to know your banker by his or her first name, right? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs, you know, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. And if you need business guidance, by the way, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, you know, and conducting your business and keeping you safe. You know, they have locations on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and Lower Hudson Valley. And, you know, Phil Guarneri is our buddy at Empire State Bank. Let me tell you something. The big banks, forget about it. They're just not being there for us now for some reason. If I told you, I picked up the phone to say to Phil, hey, great to have you with us on the show. How you doing? He is stretched to the max helping you, people like you and me. He's the guy. The Empire State Bank people, the guy. You heard Frankie and Rachel, go to Empire State Bank. At least check out esbna.com online, okay? Empire State Bank is where you want to be. They will step up for you. They are a true community bank concerned about small business. Empire State Bank. Visit, please, esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
64% of NYC's News Talk listeners agree AM 970 The Answer gives you the breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. AM 970 The Answer. Welcome home.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 726. Just a proud to tell you, Matthew Whitaker is with us, former acting Attorney General of the United States of America, author of the forthcoming book, Above the Law, the Inside Story of How the Justice Department Tried to Subvert President Trump. That's a book coming out soon. Matthew, welcome to the show. It's so great to have you with us, my friend.
Good to be with you, Joe.
Hey, man, you know, you are a big dude. And I saw you at Fox and Friends. I looked around and we had chatted on the air, and you're kind enough to join us. And I'm a fan, man. You are great. You're great on the air. You're great in law enforcement in the United States. And then I looked at you. I said, you look like you could kick butt. You go, Joe, I can. I said, that was great. So I love it, man. Did you play football when you were in school?
Yes, I played football at the University of Iowa.
God, oh man, I hate to be up against you, my friend. Gee whiz, you know. So, Matthew, how you doing down there in the swamp? Everything okay?
You know, everything is fine here. It's obviously my heart goes out to everybody that's been affected, both physically and economically by this yeah. situation. I hope, you know, I hope especially for the families that can, you know, recover from this, but you know, the small business owners all over the country that are. You know, I talk to these folks every day, and they're struggling. They're optimistic. They just want to get back at it, you know, and get back in kind of the way life used to be. And I hear that all the time everywhere I go, which is not very far because I'm stuck in my house. But, you know, I'm talking to folks on the phone.
It's so true. You know, it's so interesting. We used to talk to you before you were indeed the Attorney General. So thanks for remembering us after you're now a big shot, man. We appreciate that, you know?
Come on, anytime you want, I'll be with you.
Look at that. Look at that. You know, I love you, man. Hey, give us your thoughts on the DOJ drop. This is a huge time. Everything that, and I opened the show with this, Matthew, General. It just that what's happening now, because I said the Republicans got to fight back. Boy, are they ever. So give us your thoughts on the DOJ dropping these charges against General Flynn, sir.
Yeah, so I watched Attorney General Barr on his interview when he was talking about this. And, you know, I was so heartened because if you think about the Obama administration, the Department of Justice, and sort of how politicized the Department of Justice became and how Comey and the people they were going after and trying to prove a case against Trump and his campaign that never existed. And then I see Barr dismiss this case and say, this is what the law demands. It is so refreshing to have someone that is willing to sit in that chair and make the tough decisions because it is what the law demands, not what's popular, not what's, otherwise politically expedient, but what the law demands, because that's the way it's got to be. You know, the scales of justice, Lady Justice has a blindfold, and that's the way he is restoring it. And we all have worked so hard to bring this Department of Justice back to a place of integrity and to, you know, sound decision making, free from political interference.
If you were still AG Matthew Whitaker, would you have done the same thing that AG Barr did?
Based on the publicly available information and everything I know about that case, I think that's what had to happen. I mean, there is, you know, a lot of hand-wringing on the left because, you know, they want, heads on the door frame to demonstrate, you know, some political message that they think helps them win elections. But, you know, if you look at the case, there was no reason to be investigating Flynn. It's no predication to investigate Flynn. Therefore, there was no reason to interview him. And then, you know, Jim Comey brags about how he sent these guys four days into the Trump administration. And he says, I would have never got away with this in the Bush administration or the Obama administration. You know what? He should have never done it in the Trump administration because the rules hadn't changed. He should have followed the exact same process. And this is, you know, this is what in my book that I talk a lot about is how regular order and the way things are supposed to be done, cutting corners and doing things because you're smarter and more politically sophisticated because of your years in Washington, D.C. is not the way it's done.
Yeah, the book's coming out from Matthew Whitaker called Above the Law. You know, Matthew, you had a great column for FoxNews.com, which you say this decision is critical in restoring confidence in the Department of Justice. How did the DOJ lose public confidence to begin with? Was it because of Jeff Sessions? I mean, dare we say that?
Well, listen, I think it started with people like Sally Yates and Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder. And all those folks, I mean, if you think about right when the Obama administration came in, we had clear voter intimidation by the Black Panthers in Philadelphia in 2008. And Holder came in, said, not going to prosecute the case. And really we're off to the races from there. And their decisions were, again, not based on what the law demands, but, again, what was politically expedient. And, you know, you had Loretta Lynch with her meeting on the tarmac, all these kind of things that and then her unwillingness to step aside from the Clinton case once, you know, she was clearly compromised. You know, I just think there's a series of events that the Department of Justice and the FBI, because of the actions of a few people, because there's so many wonderful people at DOJ and the FBI that work hard every day and do the right thing, but there were just these few bad apples that did things that were high profile, that were inconsistent with sort of regular order and the usual procedures and policies that we employed every day. And so somebody had to take the bull by the horns, and it's Bill Barr. And I was happy to do my part in transitioning from Jeff Sessions to Bill Barr so that we can have a smooth, transfer to somebody that I just know is really on top of his game. And, you know, again, usually people come to Washington, D.C., get in these types of roles and care about what's next, care about what, you know, their reputation is and can they get a job in the private sector when the administration is over in another 5 years. And, you know, Bill Barr didn't care. You know, he came back to the Department of Justice to fix things. And so I think he's doing a great job and I have a lot of confidence in him.
Yeah. And to give credit to Jeff Sessions, indeed, he made the decision to fire Andrew McCabe, correct?
Yes, I was there when that decision was made. And if you think about it, you know, they fired Comey, and there's no doubt that General Sessions was involved in that. They, you know, fired McCabe, Peter Strzok was fired, Lisa Page left, Jim Baker left. There was, you know, we kind of, I have to say, we changed the entire management structure at the FBI, and I think it's better for it. I know there's been a lot of criticism of Chris Wray recently, and it's, you know, yet to be seen whether General Barr, you know, continues to have confidence in his leadership, and obviously the president has spoken out about that. But, you know, I think I would tell you that, you know, the FBI is in a much better place today than it was in 2016 when, you know, Jim Comey was running it.
Yeah, and I always say Matthew Whitaker, a former acting attorney general of the United States, an all-around great guy, Matthew, that the rank and file of the FBI, you know, I go out and I speak at the regional offices sometimes, you know, and with the special agents in charge and their whole rank and file, and they do a spectacular job. So it's tough for you being at the, you know, you're the hierarchy in the United States, being the attorney general there. And, I know you always appreciate the rank and file and the hard work they do at the FBI, but you did have to clean up the top. And President Trump said it from day one. It's amazing what happened. I mean, hey, do you think this will lead to Obama, to President Obama, by the way? Because he knew what was going on, Matthew Whitaker.
Well, and you see that with these transcripts that came out. Sally Yates was the former deputy attorney general. And then when Loretta Lynch left right before the administration came in, she became the acting attorney general. And Sally Yates even said when they briefed the General Flynn or were talking about her somehow interacting, that both Biden and Obama knew more than she could imagine they would know about the General Flynn situation. So clearly, you know, this was an effort to, I mean, I continue to think, and this is something I talk a lot about in the book, I continue to think this was an effort to undo the results of 2016 that elected President Trump. You know, really, if you think about the 2 years we had with the Russia collusion investigation that turned up no evidence, and then you go right into impeachment. I mean, I think, you know, for some reason, the 2016 results are still unpalatable to the left.
Yeah, it's scary, man. Before we let you go, Matthew, Roger Stone, Roger's on the show a lot. I know he's a close personal friend of a candidate Trump and President Trump. What's going to be happening with that case? I mean, will he be exonerated, Roger Stone? But that whole Mueller probe was such a fiasco. I hate to see this collateral damage, and Roger got caught right in it. What's your feeling in the Stone case?
Yeah, there's so many people that were ended up being targets of the Mueller investigation that would not have otherwise ever been investigated, nor would they have otherwise been prosecuted. And so I think each one of those cases kind of is going to have to run its own unique course. Ultimately, it's hard for me to say in any particular case, you know, how what the final results are. But I certainly know that, you know, he's got a good team that are going to use every, you know, tool to their avail to try to, you know, to make sure that the justice is done in that case.
All right, Matthew. Hey, listen, you think, do you find yourself returning to public service anytime soon, Matthew Whitaker?
You know, I have a heart for public service. I love the things I've done. I've been a U.S. attorney, chief of staff at DOJ, and and acting attorney general. And so I certainly, you know, I love the Department of Justice. I love public service. But right now I'm really enjoying my time in the private sector. and resting. I enjoy sleeping now.
Well, you're a great guy. Thank you for your service, Matthew Whitaker. You're a great guy. And you know, you don't forget your friends, little minions like us on the radio in New York. You call back, man, after you hit it big in Washington. And we appreciate that, Matthew. And I'll see you backstage soon, man.
I love being on the show, Joe.
It's our privilege, sir. Thank you, Matthew, so much. Godspeed. And we want you to check out the book from Matthew Whitaker. Coming up, it's not out yet. It's coming up soon. It's called Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump, from Matthew Whitaker. You can check that out coming up later this month. 7:37 with Joe on the radio. Pamela Geller with us. Commissioner Bill Bratton is with us. And Colonel Michael Lewis and Bill Boggs is with us. Got a great show. You know, you're always welcome. Sometimes the show, it's like a train going downhill, man. And we try to keep up with it, but we will grab your calls when we can at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. But right now, let's break for Big Al Cattullo. He has the headline news live and local from New York City on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
50 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Brooklyn barber who was caught cutting hair in a video that went viral last week says he has moved his operation into a new place that only his customers will know about. New York State has shut all hair salons and barbershops amid the pandemic. Barber Joel Munoz says he went underground after the videos of him cutting hair were all over the internet. The married father of two says his clients have cheered him for continuing to cut hair. He wears gloves and a mask, which he changes each time a new customer comes to him to get a haircut. Munoz says so far police have not bothered him. New Jersey is opening a COVID-19 testing site for residents, even if they haven't shown any symptoms. The site in Paramus opened at 8 a.m. Sunday morning and is specifically for New Jerseyans who are asymptomatic. Deaths and hospitalizations both steadily declining in New Jersey, and the state began both asymptomatic and antibody testing last week. Governor Murphy announced Saturday that two Red Cross sites will open today as designated convalescent plasma sites. The plasma treats seriously ill COVID patients by taking blood donations from those who have already recovered from the virus. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Bronx River Parkway North at the sprain is that ongoing construction project. 9 southbound at Old Hopewell Road right into Wappingers Falls. Watch out for an accident there. One lane is blocked. We're seeing a construction delay here on Central Avenue in Kearney getting out toward 2nd Street out by the Pulaski Skyway. That's a closure with some ongoing road work. Also, Route 1 northbound at Major Road getting into South Brunswick. An accident over there as well. It's still kind of busy on the Deegan South right into the Cross Bronx heading right through the construction zone. Central Park West remains blocked between 106 and 110th. That's some ongoing fire department activity, so you may see a delay getting right through there as well. And taking a ride to Old Country Road. Old Country Road out by the Seaford Oyster Bay. It's an accident being cleared. Some scattered thunderstorms today. High of 61. Sunny tomorrow. High of 59. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio. Pam Geller coming up. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Happy Monday. You know, so I keep my Michaels of Brooklyn close by. I keep it close by. You got to try Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. It's made right there at Avenue R. Nostrand. Right there, one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States of America is Michaels of Brooklyn. Right there in Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And that's according to the Food Network. So as you listen around the country, we have more and more people listening around the country. And God bless you. We are so honored to have you with us, really. North Carolina and always Texas and Florida, you know, and Little Rock, Arkansas, Nashville, Tennessee. We appreciate it. I hear you. I get your social correspondence, but may I humbly suggest when you go to the supermarket and you run in, it's going to be easier for you there than it is here in New York and New Jersey because of, being the epicenter of this coronavirus. But when you're down there, go to the sauces aisle, you know, the gravy, we call it, you know, where you get all those Italian sauces. Look at them all. Check out and ask for Michael's of Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn in a jar. And there you have it. In the middle of America, you'll have the best of the best, like we get in New York at Michael's of Brooklyn. And again, I always say to Connecticut, I always say to Jersey, I always say to New York, if you're local, when they open up, and they're going to open up soon, you got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. By the way, they're still open and taking orders for pickup. How great is that? That's Fred. That's Johnny. That's the Kakachi family. That's Michael himself and Marianne. They are still open, taking orders from one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in the United States. Here's the number, 718-998-7851, please. 718-998-7851. I love, and I'm very, very proud to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Pam Geller standing by. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell, a great patriot. He's a great American, and he has this for you. Buy one, get one free pricing at MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com. You go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. You got to use the promo code AM970, and you can get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows themselves. Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases. Look at all this. Bolster pillows, neck pillows, everything at MyPillow.com. You can call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. You know, if you order Mike's great book, What Are the Odds?, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, and he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Please don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free, buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and so much more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798, or go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 744. Pamela Geller is the editor-in-chief of the Geller Report, best-selling author, outspoken critic of radical Islam. Uh-oh, Pam, how are you? We haven't talked in a while. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Joe?
You know, I'm okay. I'm pumped up. I'm good. We're getting a little irritated in New York and New Jersey, Pam, because it's like, it's time. We got to open up a little bit. But aside from that, you know, we're being respectful. We're being nice. And now we're hearing from you, Pamela Geller. Mayor de Blasio has actually banned protests in the United States of America. Ms. Geller, may I ask, how can that be?
It's typical of this left-wing authoritarianism, which is why we have filed suit. The case seeks to protect and vindicate fundamental liberties that we have always enjoyed. And these freedoms are not to be are not conferred. They're not granted by the government and then rescinded at will. By the whims of, let's say, government officials, and we're taking this to court because, frankly, it's gotten out of hand. I mean, we can debate these stay at home and these shelter in place, these lockdowns. We can debate them, and we can discuss the actual science and data that's coming out. Not a month ago or 2 months ago when we knew so little about this weird flu, but now, I mean, I think these orders are absurd and ridiculous. That notwithstanding, you can't ban the protest, the ability to assemble, freedom of assembly and freedom of expression. So, yeah, we're taking de Blasio to court because it's a right. It's a fundamental right.
Yeah, it's so tough. We have former Commissioner Bill Bratton with us coming up on the show this morning, Pam. We're saying, I feel so bad for the stellar NYPD. I mean, the greatest law enforcement organization, one of the great ones throughout the whole world. And yet the mayor's asking the police to, you know, wrestle down these people that are just out there. And at this, and we understand you have to be careful, right? You have to be careful. But your point is well taken. I mean, I guess the mayor's copy of the Constitution didn't include the First Amendment.
They arrested people. They arrested people this weekend for peacefully protesting. I mean, look, I don't agree. I don't think the NYPD should be enforcing these draconian and frankly unconstitutional restrictions. You know, these are our fundamental liberties. And again, yeah, look, I understand the mask wearing. I just don't understand. If wearing a mask was curative, then we didn't have to lock down. We could have all worn masks. And the fact that, you know, you have them, you know, they haven't reopened the schools. It is not a threat to children. As you know, it's really a threat to the elderly with comorbidities. And yet you have, you know, Governor Cuomo sending corona-stricken seniors into the nursing homes, which was a death sentence for many of them. I think that there's been no logic. But that said, like you said, we can debate this, but you cannot withdraw without process my inalienable rights. You cannot do that. And I don't think that people should go quietly into the night.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, we understand, even though it's a national emergency, even though the governor say that's a state of emergency, you still should have your First Amendment rights. That's what you're saying in this court case, correct?
Absolutely. You know, it was John Adams who won that liberty once lost is lost forever, and that all tyranny needs to gain a foothold for people of good conscience to remain silent. And that's what we see happening, and I will not remain silent.
Yeah.
We do not have to be irresponsible, agreed, but the right to protest, de Blasio has banned the right to protest. It's shocking.
Yeah. No, I understand. We totally understand what you're talking about. Elon Musk apparently leaving California. Elon Musk. I mean, with the Tesla. I mean, it's the only car made in California. And I agree with this guy. I was wondering what your thoughts were about Elon Musk. You think he made the right move? He's going to Texas and Arizona now because up in California, they're giving him all sorts of trouble about opening up his plant. He said, I've had it. I'm done. And he's leaving California.
I love him. He employs 48,000 people.
Holy moly.
Oh, yeah. And just for knowing, a California assemblywoman, When he said he would move, he wanted to reopen. I don't know if you saw the tweet, but the tweet was, I know it's a family show. It starts with an F, and the second word is you.
I could not believe she did that.
A government official. And you know what he said back to her?
What's that?
Message received.
He's gone. Hey, Pam Geller, do you expect, before we let you go, that we'll see more resistance to these lockdowns around the country?
I absolutely do. You're seeing it across America. I am somewhat shocked and disappointed where the one place where there has been no resistance has been New York City. I don't know what has happened to New York City, to be completely honest with you. Yes, I know we were hit, but if you look at the numbers, the median age, the median death age of corona is 82 years old. Please don't get me wrong. I love grandma. I love grandpa. I do think they should stay sequestered. I do think they should stay quarantined. Mm-hmm. But to ask young people or to tell young people that they have to give up basically their future, because, you know, their future won't be the same. How many millions of young people have lost it? Well, now it's what, 30 million have lost their jobs, and we don't know what's unrecoverable. I'm surprised at the lack of pushback in New York. Genuinely surprised. And I do think most Americans, though, will continue to fight back. I look at Georgia. They ended the lockdown April 24th, and they had the lowest corona hospitalization.
Yep.
Now, so, you know, it's time.
Pamela Geller.
It's really time.
Pam is the editor-in-chief of the Geller Report, and she's suing Mayor de Blasio. Hey, Pam, a great conversation this morning. Thanks so much for keep us posted on this. Very interesting to see how this will turn out. So we appreciate your fight there, Pamela Geller.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, indeed. Pam Geller right there, suing the mayor. You know what? I can't disagree with her. I got to tell you the truth. 877-970-2999. By the way, the mayor, the governor, they're always welcome on the show, but God forbid, they're big stars. So, you know, we'll have Matthew Whitaker, Pam Geller, and we'll have Commissioner Brandon Cole. Hey, and Debbie Duhaime. I mean, it doesn't get bigger than that. Debbie Duhaime on the roads checking traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
We have the best guests. That's for sure, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now on Vets Highway. Vets Highway westbound getting right out toward New Highway. It's an accident getting out toward Hopog. Also, Old Country Road at the Seaford Oyster Bay, an accident getting right into Plainview. We're still seeing delays on the Deegan South, right into the Cross Bronx, heading right into the construction zone. And also delays on the PATH trains at Newark to World Trade with police department activity. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
I'm whining now. I'm like Doug Weiner on the phone. My phone is broken. I got to go to AT&T now. You know what? I do. You know what powers me through? Balance of nature. Yeah, I take balance of nature. All of the craziness that's going on. You know, you hear this, you hear that. I'm afraid to move. If I touch something, I'm going to get the virus. Forget about it. I just take balance of nature. You know why? It builds up your immune system. So I saw someone say online, and it was so smart. is what they were saying, what the, Dr. Howard has been saying from Balance of Nature. Build up your immune system. They don't tell you to build up your immune system. You hear everybody complaining, we don't have this, we don't have that, we want this. The federal government should give us this, you know? And Donald Trump's giving everybody what they need. They're still complaining. But no one says, build up your immune system. They should hand out Balance of Nature. That's what they should do. Because Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in a capsule form, in a vegetarian capsule, by the way. I'm very, very picky about that. I don't like the vitamins. I don't like the icky smell of the vitamins. I just don't like it. Upsets your stomach. Balance of Nature is it's fruits and vegetables, 100% whole food plants, fruits, vegetables, antioxidants to fight the free radicals in your body. That's what we have to do now. Not just when the virus is around, but for allergies, for sniffles, for colds and everything. I'll tell you what, for me, and I cannot make a clinical study here on the air. I can't make a clinical claim here on the air, but I will tell you what works for me. Balance of Nature. It's been miraculous. This is one of the best things ever invented, ever, for me, from Dr. Howard. By the way, if you call 800-2468-751, you get your own health coach at no additional charge. Call your personal health coach. Discuss any questions and concerns that you may have. It's a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. 800-2468-751. Don't forget, free shipping, 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Build up that immune system. We want you to have better overall health. I worry about you, your family. You listen to us. You gather around this virtual kitchen table every single morning. I love you, and I'm telling you what's good for you. And in my opinion, Balance of Nature is great for you to help you build up your immune system. 800-2468-751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 757. Joe Lomberg is with us. Hey, Joe, how we doing weather-wise? And a good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning to you. We're doing okay weather-wise. Still on the cool side, not like Saturday, but it's going to be cool, only in the low 60s with some showers around today. But that's our wettest day, I think, for the next 4 days across the area.
I got the flowers. I went to Walmart. I got the flowers. So hopefully they're still alive, Joe. So I'm hoping that they don't die in the cold evenings, you know.
Oh,
how's that balance of nature of weather? How's that balance of nature forecast coming? Allergy forecast.
The allergy forecast brought to you by Balance of Nature is moderate to high, and it will be pretty much all week long. You know, your allergy sufferers, you're going to take it on the chin this week.
Yeah, you got to take that balance of nature. Hey, Joe, great stuff. And I think about you, man, when I'm out there biking every weekend. Appreciate it, Joe Lomberg. Thank you so much. There's the man right there, Mr. Joe Lomberg. Hey, you know who's going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour? Rachel Hartley, ICU nurse, who sailed 250 miles from Hampton, Virginia, to treat COVID patients in New York. And Commissioner Bill Bratton on the Piscopo Show with Frank and Al and Debbie. You know what? We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
52 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Johnson & Johnson's chief scientific officer says the company is looking to have 1 billion vaccines available next year. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Paul Stoffels says preparations for clinical trials are underway and they're expected to start in September. He says he hopes data is available by the end of the year and added that it is likely the entire world will need a vaccine for COVID-19. The Stars will be out later this evening hoping to raise $100 million for New Yorkers impacted by the coronavirus. Rise Up New York fundraiser will feature Billy Joel, Mariah Carey, Jennifer Lopez, Chris Rock, and Robert De Niro. The show will be hosted by Tina Fey, and it is produced in part by the charitable Robin Hood Foundation. It can be seen across multiple platforms starting tonight at 7. Two councilmen from Hasbrook Heights will forego their pay during the pandemic to save the borough money. Councilman Steven Reingood and Chris Hellman have asked the mayor, the rest of the council, and municipal employees who can afford to do so to join them. Councilmen get $5,000 yearly, and the mayor makes $10,000 a year. Other cost-saving measures they propose include postponing the turf and track replacement at Depkin Field until next year. Oil prices falling as investors worry about a persistent glut of crude. International benchmark Brent crude down $1.04 a barrel to $29.93. West Texas Intermediate crude down 84 cents to $23.90. Traders worried about a possible second wave of coronavirus cases as states and countries begin to lift lockdowns and allow businesses to reopen.